Hello students, hope you all are safe and healthy. Let's start with today's lesson with significant figures. Significant figures are those digits in a number that are known with certainty plus the first digit that is uncertain. Rules for significant figures. All non-zero digits are significant figures. All zeros occurring between non-zero digits are significant figures. All zeros to the right of the last non-zero digit are not significant. All zeros to the right of a decimal point and to the left of a non-zero digit are not significant figures. All zeros to the right of a decimal point and to the right of a non-zero digit are significant figures. Rules for rounding off the numbers. If the digit to be dropped in a number is less than 5, then the preceding digit remains unchanged. If the digit to be dropped in a number is greater than 5, then the preceding digit is raised by 1. If the digit to be dropped in a number is 5 or 5 followed by zeros, then the preceding digit remains unchanged. If it is even, but the preceding digit is raised by 1 if it is odd. Accuracy. The closeness of the measured value to the true value of a physical quantity is known as the accuracy of the measurement. Precision refers to the closeness of different measurements of a physical quantity to each other. Error. The error in the measurement of a physical quantity is defined as the difference between the true or actual value and the measured or observed value of the physical quantity. Thus, error can be given as true value minus measured value. Combination of errors. When the resultant physical quantity is obtained by adding or subtracting two observed physical quantities of same type, example two masses, two lengths, two resistances, etc. In this case, maximum possible absolute error in the resultant physical quantity, say z is equal to a plus b or z is equal to a minus b, is given as delta z is equal to delta a plus delta b, where delta a is the absolute error in the measurement of physical quantity a and delta b is the absolute error in the measurement of physical quantity b. When the resultant physical quantity is obtained by multiplying or dividing two physical quantities. In this case, maximum possible relative error in the resultant physical quantity, say z is equal to ab or z is equal to a by b, is given by delta z by z is equal to delta a by a plus delta b by b, where delta a by a is the maximum relative error in a, the physical quantity, and delta b by b is the maximum relative error in the physical quantity b. When the resultant physical quantity z is equal to some power of a physical quantity, that is z is equal to a to the power n, in this case maximum possible relative error in z is n into relative error in a. Significant figures do not change if the given physical quantity is written in different system of units. In addition and subtraction operations, the sum or difference of quantities should have the same number of digits to the right side of the decimal as the measurement with the smallest number of digits to the right of the decimal. In multiplication and division operations, the significant figures retained in the final result is equal to the least number of significant figures in any of the numbers. Errors are always additive in nature. Thank you, students. Here ends our first chapter, Units and Measurement.